Smog doesn't so much come in on little cat feet from the San Francisco harbor, to paraphrase Carl Sandburg, as it does lumber in like a gorilla. What's more, it doesn't sit and overlook the harbor, but blows all the way to the Central Valley. Part of the reason San Francisco is so smoggy is that in the city of libertine traditions, strict auto emissions tests aren't required. Now the Central Valley is suing to get San Francisco to clean up its act. From member station KQED, Tamara Keith reports.
Interstate highways run up and down the length of California's vast Central Valley, but most of the land is still given over to fields and orchards, so one would expect a clear view of the Sierra Nevada mountains which border the valley to the east. Instead, though, by 9 a.m. on a recent morning in Fresno, the view of the mountains just 20 miles away is obscured by a brownish-gray haze. Part of the problem is that smog is blowing in from the San Francisco Bay Area and then stagnating in this 300-mile-long, bowl-shaped region. Valley air districts now say they are at risk of failing to meet cleanup deadlines established in the 1990 Federal Clean Air Act. The deadline is 2005, and local officials are starting to get desperate. Norm Covell is with the Sacramento Valley Air District.
Timing is of the essence for us. We can't continue to talk about this for much longer.
So last week, he stopped talking and sued the California Air Resources Board. This followed an identical suit filed a few weeks earlier by the Valley's other air district. Both aim to force Bay Area motorists to take part in the more rigorous vehicle emissions test, now required in every other major city in California. At ProCheck Auto Care in Fresno, owner Eddie Naranjo runs SmogCheck 2 on a 1991 Dodge Shadow and explains how the tougher test does a better job.
It simulates a driving condition, whereas the old smog program doesn't, so it's a more accurate test.
The cost of this test varies, but it is generally more expensive than the basic smog test now used in San Francisco, and it usually finds more problems, requiring more repairs. Mark Boise with the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District says making the Bay Area use the same test is just a matter of equity.
If we're requiring our citizens to do it, it should be the same in the upwind area that's contributing to our problem.
But unfair or not, the State Air Board's Executive Officer Michael Kenney says there's logic behind the law, which exempts the Bay Area from the test.
They're on the coast, they get good airflow into the Bay Area, and so I think the original thought was that it was an expense that was probably unnecessary in the Bay Area simply because of the fact that their air quality is pretty good.
But meanwhile, their emissions from power plants, oil refineries, and millions of cars are swept over the mountains into the Central Valley. There, they mix with homegrown emissions from valley cars, cows, and farms to produce that brownish-gray haze. So, while the Bay Area exceeded federal ozone standards just once last year, the San Joaquin Valley maxed the limit 28 times. The State Air Board has no choice but to fight the lawsuits, but Executive Director Kenney says he supports their basic goal.
We want the cleanest possible air as readily and as quickly as we can get it.
And he may get some help from state legislators. Earlier this week, a new bill was introduced in Sacramento to require the tougher emissions test in the Bay Area. But it's far from a done deal. Similar bills have been introduced at least three other times, and all failed in part because of opposition from politically powerful Bay Area representatives. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Fresno, California.